Now, how about the recreation side of parks? You're very involved in different recreation activities as well.
Yeah,
And
with the High C group at St. Paul's, we used to play softball against various other groups around, and it was always easy to find a baseball diamond somewhere.
oh, really? So this was the High C's was under the wing of the church,
It
sponsored by
was
the church.
but they didn't have to belong. I didn't start it. I guess I can't. Brian Stokes, his parents started it, and he became a really staunch. He was my track manager at Burnaby South, and did a lot and got top sort of rating for that with awards and things. But anyway, they started it, and I sponsored it because I was a PE teacher, and some of them were at the school, some of them were at South when I was there, and so I knew them. And it was a good bunch, and we had dances and played games. And
So who did the teams play against? Was it other Burnaby troops or
anybody,
school
yeah. Well,
groups
people
or?
knew each other, and they'd say, "Well, let's," or somebody would pick up a team, just like we would pick up a team.
So they're all kind of neighborhood based, whatever institution you
They,
can sponsor it
yeah,
in?
there was a bit of that in it because you could have two teams in your own neighborhood which you'd play, but then it was fun to go somewhere else. And
I'm just sort of comparing it to today, where you have these organized leagues across different towns for different sports. It wasn't quite that well
okay,
organized, was
well,
it?
talking about our High C group, that was sort of disorganized. But in Burnaby, before we ever got there, there was tremendous field hockey, soccer, lacrosse teams, boxing, and all sorts of activities going on, sponsored and started by these community groups. And
But which could be a church
yeah, or just a group
or
like Westbourne.
just sort of
People
self-organized,
moved in, like where George McLean was in Westbourne, and got themselves organized, and then set up soccer, and they got coaches, and our kids went over there playing soccer, rain, snow, whatever, you know. And so that was the community thing. That East Burnaby had a community group, and South Burnaby, and wherever there was a group of kids who wanted to play, and parents or teachers who would coach them, they could set up a group.
And was it easy to get around town to play with other teams?
There wasn't much in the way of buses. There was one small bus group, but not too many buses, not too big, although there were some school buses. But then we would have parents who would use their cars, and teachers who would help, and coaches would take kids. And then later we would, as I got to South, and later on, the kids on your team would have a function where they would raise money. And then we could take a bus down to Ferndale and have a track. When I was at Central, I had a girls' basketball team, and we raised money. They cooked cookies and sold them, and we would get a bus and go to Kamloops, where you grew up. And the girls would play basketball against the Kamloops team on Friday afternoon, and then we'd all go up to Todd Mountain
Oh,
and
really?
ski on Saturday and Sunday.
But what year was that, would you think? This
That would be 1980.
Okay, that's a bit more recently then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that was just an example
Sort of the tradition
of
of
what people did. And I think all the coaches, and they weren't all just PE teachers, they were others, they would raise money and hire a bus and go somewhere. And some would go quite a long ways.
So in the years though, in the so-called post-war period though, was there much connection between teams between, say, North and South Burnaby? Did that be
Well,
able
they
to?
used to be separated by an imaginary barrier. There was North Burnaby and there was South Burnaby. And when they put the city hall in the center, well, they did that partly to break down that barrier.
But there were rivalries, you say, between the North and the South.
Yeah.
Did the teams, though, like from the
Oh,
high
yeah.
schools,
Oh, yeah.
compete
They
when they sort
competed.
of
Oh, yeah.
work out those rivalries on the playing field?
Oh, yeah. They competed. Well, the thing is, like, we had a PE association, and so that organized inter-school stuff, which included New Westminster and Vancouver. So you just didn't have two high schools. You had these others that came in, and they all played.
Well, I was talking with someone who played grass hockey in the late 40s, and she said that they never were able to make it to North Burnaby. They always sort of went east and west for their games.
Did she describe how they'd got there?
Well, I mean, at that time, of course, the interurban was still running.
Yeah, the thing is, people in North Burnaby who wanted to go to high school before North Burnaby was built had to go to Britannia. Because that's where the streetcar was.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in South Burnaby who wanted to go to high school before South was built went to New Westminster.
Okay.
And but before, like with Edmonds, before there was transportation, they had to walk there through the bush in which there were bears and cougars looking for tasty morsels. So it was really primitive way back then. But anyway, as time went on, people from North Burnaby still had a hard time getting to South and vice versa. So they would take a tram to Vancouver, a bus down to Central Park, Vine, and back to
Burnaby.
Yeah.
So do you think, though, that, I mean, the tram stopped operating in the 1950s. Was there any attempt to sort of connect the two? I mean, at least as far as
well, then, goes? I guess...
was it just too hard to do?
It must have been soon after that, like... When you say, like the interurban and the streetcars, they're still there. Although with Hastings, it's buses now, and here it's buses. But that transportation never ceased, and it was joined to Vancouver. But I don't, like Boundary Bay, Boundary Road went through, but not Willingdon.
Mm-hmm.
It was known as Queens Avenue and didn't go through. Spurling... I think Spurling
went
through.
It was one of the first that went through,
yeah.
But it was, the photos I've seen, it's
pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
Yeah. But then, of course, the people that lived in Barnett, they had to have a bus. And there was a little bus brought them to Alpha every day. Yeah. But that, they were a good bunch.
Now, what kinds of sports were popular in, say, the 50s and 60s? I'm really curious whether American or / Canadian football was popular.
Well, yeah, they played American because it had four downs.
Okay. But that kind, not as compared to rugby.
And rugby was quite popular.
It was, okay.
And field hockey was popular.
And soccer?
Soccer was very popular, played by boys, but then the girls got involved in that and did very well. Of course,
lacrosse.
Yeah, there was community lacrosse, but not school lacrosse.
Okay.
But now there is.
And how about you mentioned basketball earlier?
Oh yeah, that lots of basketball, volleyball, softball. There was lots of softball.
And you said at Alpha, I think you had an auditorium with a concrete floor rather than a gym.
Yeah, so until they built the gym.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, and then they built one.
Then they built the gym.
So were those indoor sports sort of dependent on whether you had a gym available?
No, we still had Edmonds teams coming over to Alpha and playing basketball on the cement.
Okay.
Small, and it was a small auditorium, but anyway, and then we would go up to Capitol Hill and play in their activity room. And the baskets weren't much taller than the boys' reach. But, of course, these were junior high kids.
Right.
So, but it was a game. And it was all right.
And it sounds like there were some sports where girls and boys had, were involved, maybe not together. So there was girls' basketball and boys' basketball.
Well, are you meaning mixed?
No,
teams?
Not mixed. I'm just wondering. Girls participated in some of
girls,
those.
Yeah, we would have junior and senior teams that, the junior high could even have three grades.
Were there some sports though where girls wouldn't be involved? I'm thinking soccer, rugby, and football probably.
Yeah, they weren't involved in that then, although they are now. And boys didn't generally play field hockey, although there could have been some in Vancouver that played down at Brockton Oval. Some of the adults.
Right.